Fly ball to the corner. It goes into deep right field. Ohtani, he did it!
Swinging a high fly ball to right. It is out of here! Yastrzemski does it again, and the Giants lead 4-0.
Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAM, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Time for some Wednesday baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. We do this every week. We bring in Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, now an analyst for the San Francisco Giants at KMBR, handling the pre- and post-game shows. Giants-Dodgers, they gave us a thriller last night. Will Smith with a walk-off shot at Chavez Ravine. That series is now tied 1-1. We've had day baseball going on throughout the day, and well, we'll get to some more very pivotal divisional matchups later on this evening. Bill, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been fun. And again, National League West, Dodgers-Giants right after each other, and the first two games have been exciting. Next two games should tell you what's going to happen in the NL West, at least for this week. And then both teams, one plays Colorado, that's L.A., and the Giants play Pittsburgh. And then they come right back to Oracle Park next week and play three more games. So a lot of things going on here before July 30th deadline for trades.
And as you mentioned the Dodgers and Giants last night, Bill, I got to throw this out there because as a baseball fan, in the same night, we had a thriller between the Cubs and the Cardinals, a thriller between the Dodgers and the Giants. And as I'm watching, flipping back and forth between these two games, well, that's Major League Baseball at its best, isn't it?
I tell you what, both of those are rivalries, no doubt about it. You know, when you look Cubs and Cardinals, that rivalry's been going back for 30, 40, 50 years, you know. And then you look at the Giants and that rivalry with the Dodgers all the way went back to New York when both teams were in New York. So rivalries are great, and they're great for divisions. And look at the crowds both places had. The parks were filled, and it was exciting baseball, and both games were won in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, and Bill, as far as we'll start with the Dodgers and the Giants, with you being so close with San Francisco, this is can't-miss baseball whenever these two teams get together, especially this year. You and I were talking off of the cuff, and I said I didn't learn a whole lot. I haven't learned a whole lot about the Giants over the last two games just because they're a legit team. They have the best record in baseball for a reason. One thing that has become apparent to me in watching the last two games, the Dodgers, who seemed almost as unbeatable as a team could get at the beginning of the season, have some serious flaws as far as their starting pitching is concerned. Forget about the bullpen, because Dave Roberts has to go to the bullpen right now in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth inning. There isn't any bullpen that can sustain that, especially at this stage in the season. The Dodgers have some issues. I don't worry about the Giants, and I don't worry about the Padres, but Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers have to be active over the next 7 days if they want to contend in the NL West. That's my assessment.
I agree with you, and I tell you what, all top three teams, I say the Giants, Dodgers, as well as the Padres, all have to do something because you're seeing there's holes starting rotation in both the Padres and the Dodgers, and the Giants could also include another starter. Then you start looking at bats. You always want to add a bat, a power hitter. There's so many teams out there that are now starting to say we're sellers and possibilities of some of these great players to be moved, and you're just wondering who's going to be the first one to jump in and do something, and then how many are going to follow, or are we going to wait till all the way past this weekend, till next weekend, till the deadline, and then everybody starts following each other. It's going to happen. There's going to be some teams that have to make some moves, and I think all three of these teams in the NL West that you could pretty much say are going to be in the playoffs unless somebody else starts getting hot, I think all of them are going to make some moves to build their momentum to go in to August and September.
You know what's funny is we talk about teams 1, 2, and 3 in the NL West ahead of the trade deadline. If you go to team 4, they could actually play a factor. I don't know if they make a deal with the Dodgers, Giants, or Padres, but if we're talking starting pitching, Bill, this is a Rockies team that has just been horrible away from Coors Field, but when they're at home, they have been fairly good this year, and they have two starting pitchers in Marquez and Gray that will fetch, I think, a hefty price at the deadline. There's definitely some teams that could use these two guys that the Rockies, I believe, have to move.
Yeah, and you know, you listen to that, and then you hear the Colorado Rockies saying, oh, we may not move anybody, you know, we have Gray who's under contract, you know, and then you start looking at a couple other players on that team. I just wonder if Trevor Story is a name that they might move, because now you're hearing the Mets talking about him because Lindor's hurt. Are you going to move a big piece like that, knowing that he's a free agent? Look at Arizona. They may be making some pieces that could be movable. I just wonder. You just don't know what these teams are thinking and how much they think they're going to get back, because I don't think the prospect level, teams aren't going to give up their top minor league prospects like they used to. It may be a couple small pieces and maybe a big leaguer that's really not playing that well. I just don't think teams are going to do that this year.
Again, our guest right now is Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher. We talk Major League Baseball, everything that's happening right now. Day games galore. Now we have plenty of night games tonight. Bill, I was looking over the standings yesterday and kind of shuffling through which teams I think will get in, you know, which teams have a heavy hill to climb as we approach the trade deadline. And I don't know if you feel the same way, but when I look at the American League, it almost seems chalk to me. Like, I can pinpoint the top five teams in the American League. That's not necessarily the case in the National League. And I think part of that comes from the fact that the Atlanta Braves made a deal over the weekend in acquiring Jock Peterson. When you look at the five best teams in the National League, I believe that we will get two teams out of the National League West, but the Reds, the Phillies, and the Braves, they're not going anywhere. They're still making a push. A lot of it has to do with the divisions. I get it. The East is wide open, but the National League just seems to have a little bit more intrigue than the American League.
Oh, I totally agree with you there, no doubt. And you talk about the Cincinnati Reds, the Cardinals are winning, the Cubs. I don't think they're all out. I think a lot of these teams are going to wait through the weekend and maybe even start of next week to see if they could do a deal or not, because there's a lot of interesting teams that still are playing good baseball, and they're looking at their schedule thinking, hey, if we hold back, we have an opportunity. Then you look at the lower-ranked teams, and sure, they're going to look for a deal. They're going to try to steal a deal, see if you can give up top prospects. But you're absolutely right. I think the National League has more intriguing teams that could, you know, bid for the wild card position, as well as, you know, the NL West. We don't know who's going to win that division, because all three teams are strong enough to do that. And then the next two teams have to fight for a wild card, or those next two teams could be the wild card.
Wouldn't that be something? Three teams from one division going to the postseason?
It's been like that all year, though. All top, these three teams have been playing great baseball all year. And of course, everybody's waiting for the Giants to fall and falter. But I just don't think Farhan's going to let that go. Scott Harris, who used to be with the Cubs, he knows about Bryan. He knows about Kimbrel. He knows about some of those players and who they are and what they're like in clubhouse. And I think that's one of the biggest things the Giants are looking for, is clubhouse pieces, because they don't want somebody to come in there and change the attitude or change the momentum that they have within those walls. And that's a big piece of the puzzle that Farhan and Scott Harris are looking at.
Yeah, it's funny to me that people keep bringing up the idea that the Giants will eventually fall off, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's a surprise to see them at the top of the NL West. It was supposed to be the Dodgers and the Padres, and here's the Giants crashing the party. I don't think they're going anywhere, and there's another National League team that isn't getting a lot of attention, Bill, that I surely don't know that I'd want to play in a best-of-five series, and that's the Milwaukee Brewers. They've played great baseball as of late, and they haven't even had the best of health. I know every team has gone through massive injuries, but the Brewers have gone through a lot, and this team is at the top of the Central Division. The Giants and the Brewers are not going anywhere. At least that would be my prediction moving forward.
Yeah, and, you know, picking up a Dames, I think that was just a huge move by them, and it worked really well. He's a main piece in the clubhouse now. He's a leader, a proven leader, and I think that's what they're building off of. When you start getting players that can play off each other and build momentum that way, that's what you want. And I think Milwaukee Brewers have definitely come alive. Hey, they got some good starting pitching that has been really throwing the ball well for them. And then the bullpen, their bullpen's solid. They got huge arms on it. Don't forget about Hader. Hader's the kind of guy you don't want to face in the last inning. So I'm right there with you. I think the Brewers have a statement. They just have to stay healthy. And you said it right out. The IL, players are coming off the IL, and that's only going to make all these teams better, because each team has some key players on the IL that are going to be like a free agent pickup, because if they can come in, they can play. That's only going to build that lineup even better.
Bill, ahead of the trade deadline, who's the biggest name that you believe will actually get moved. And I ask this because every year, you know, we have this grand idea, the deadline, it's going to be insane. It's going to be crazy. It's a frenzy for 24, 48 hours. And then traditionally, it is a letdown. Every now and then, we'll see a big player being named. I mean, and I mentioned this because Max Scherzer, I know that there's a rumor floating around that the Astros would be interested in Scherzer. How active do you believe teams will be, and who's the biggest name that ultimately gets moved?
I think the biggest name right now is Marte, because he just turned down a three-year deal from Miami, which they offered him $10 million a year, and he didn't want it. And then he wanted $50 million, and they were questioning it. And I think that's one name that I think a lot of teams would like, a veteran leadership guy, could play center field, play corner outfield, great guy in the clubhouse. I know the Giants have their name stamped on checking him out. Then you got to look at the Cubs. Are the Cubs going to sell? Because you got a ton of names. We talked about it last time with Bryant and Kimbrel, and those are the two biggest names. Maybe Hendricks in the rotation. You look at Minnesota, there's some players there with Berrios and even Rogers in the bullpen, who's a left-hand setup man. And then I saw today where Josh Donaldson's name's been thrown around. So I think there's a lot of names being thrown in the hat, but I think those are your key names, and I might be missing a few because there's so many of them out there.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, there's a million different directions we could go with it as far as the trade deadline is concerned, but typically it's something fun to talk about. Hot stove is always fun to talk about.
Oh, it's the best, because then you start making deals on who they think they're going to get, what are they going to do. But, you know, right now you used to always be a hot prospect or a top 10 prospect throwing in a deal, and it always cements the deal. And as I said earlier, I just don't think teams are ready to give up those top 10 prospects, because they're always looking at the minor leagues to build, and once you start building a momentum with your minor leaguers, you move them up, AA, AAA, and giving them an opportunity to big leagues. I just don't think they're giving those players up anymore. I might be wrong, but I know the orange and black here in San Francisco do not want to give up Helio Ramos or Luciano. Both those guys played in the Futures game, and they pretty much said, no way we're giving up either one of those guys, and that's really your top two prospects the Giants have.
Again, Bill Lasky, our guest, as we talk about the trade deadline and everything happening in Major League Baseball. Bill, sure is a lot of fun to talk about the big leagues, especially this time of the year. Before I let you go, as always, let the listeners know where they can find more of you.
Yeah, it's on KNBR out here, 680, 104.5 FM. You can go on KNBR's website and take a peek there. We always do the pre- and post-game every Saturday and Sunday, And this week we got the Pirates in town, so it should be an interesting weekend series. And then after the game, I do the post-game show, and I've got Bill Madlock on this weekend. So we're going to talk hitting with the six-time reigning champ. I always say that because, boy, he could hit back in the day, and he won a few batting titles.
Great stuff as always, Bill. The work you do is tremendous. I always appreciate you making out time for us. Thank you again.
Always appreciate your time, and it's always great talking baseball. And we'll see what happens from now till next week and see what the trades happen, if there's going to be any, or are we going to be talking a major hot stove next week?
I think so. In fact, with the Pirates coming to town this weekend for you, that's another team to keep an eye on. They got some pieces that I know a lot of teams are interested in.
Absolutely. Rodriguez is one of them, and there's some more. We'll just start counting them. As like I said, I missed a few, but I know there's some other teams out there there's a lot of eyes on right now, and it's a great time of the year, and everything's got to be done by July 30th.
Bill, great stuff. We'll talk again next week. Thank you again.
Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
It's been a packed show, but unfortunately, we are out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. We'll be joined by Phil Steele, college football guru, as we preview Utah, BYU, and everything else with college football finally lurking. That's coming up on Drive Time Sports tomorrow. Be safe. I am out.